This week, military trials called commissions got underway at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Two men from Yemen, one from Sudan, and one from Australia have been charged with conspiracy to commit terrorism and other crimes. The last time the United States mounted military commissions was just after World War II in the late 1940s. The rules have changed since that time and are still evolving. NPR's Jackie Northam has been attending the proceedings and has this wrap-up of the week.
The military commissions are an opportunity for the administration to show that any detainee charged with war crimes can get justice. But the proceedings this week threw the question of a full and fair trial into doubt. From day one, defense counsel challenged the impartiality of the people hearing the cases. The commission panel is made up of five military officers and an alternate. During questioning by defense, it came out that most of the officers have links to American military operations in Afghanistan, where the defendants were captured. One panel member was attached to an intelligence unit. Another was in charge of moving detainees from Afghanistan to Guantanamo. Defense attorneys requested that all but one of the commission members be dismissed. That includes Colonel Peter Brownback, the commission's presiding officer. His role is to be part of the jury, but also do some administrative tasks, such as scheduling. He's the only lawyer on the panel, and the rest of the panel can ask him questions about law. Defense attorneys say the commission rules allow Brownback to take on the powers of a judge while still being part of the jury. It's not clear what Brownback can and cannot rule on, or if he has the power to seek opinions. Those legal matters came up during the pre-trial hearing of Ali Hamza al-Balul, a Yemeni national who asked to represent himself, something which is not explicitly written into the commission rules. Balul's pre-trial hearing was often chaotic, in part because of a problem with translations between Arabic and English. This issue has been smoldering here at Guantanamo all week and has sparked an increasing number of questions about the quality of the translations used during interrogations. Those sessions are not recorded, so it will never be known for sure if the translations from interrogations are correct. At the beginning of the week, military officials said there were also no recordings being made of the trials. By the end of the week, they had clarified that information. Pentagon officials said there are audio recordings of the trials for the court reporter. Military public affairs officials sought to clarify their clarifications several times over the course of these pre-trial hearings. Those officials are in a tough position. More than 50 American and international journalists have descended on this remote corner of Cuba, asking lots of questions that the public affairs officers don't always have the answer to or are not allowed to answer. National security is paramount here, and many key officials are not wholly comfortable with responding to tough questions. However, today, Colonel Robert Swan, the chief prosecutor, held a press conference. He assured journalists he wanted a full and fair trial, and he seemed satisfied with the process so far. Swan also said that he expected another 9 detainees will be charged in the near future. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.